Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our good friend and our guest and longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bill is professor of economics at Temple University and chief economist for the NFIB and the resident economist of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, and good morning.
It's good to have you back. Folks, as you may remember, Bill, for decades now, Bill has been polling small business owners, just like you and me, every single month about what they think about what's going on in the economy with regard to various points of operation of our businesses, like hiring, like pricing, like credit, sales, etc. And he compiles that information into a report, and we're the beneficiaries of that report. One of the beneficiaries, we get to find out what the report says. He reports to us every month about these things, and he's here with another one. Bill, we may not like where we are, but we're starting to like the trends a little, aren't we?
Well, we are. You know, the trends aren't strong enough, but at least they have the right direction, you know, which is up.
Right, right. So the overall,
I guess you have to start off, you know, somewhere turning up, and then you can hopefully gain some momentum.
The overall optimism is not where we want it to be, but it's up a little.
That's right. Since you know, we bottomed the optimism index, which has 10 questions about different things and wrapped into it, bottomed in March. So you know, so we're like about 8 points ahead of March, which is good. That's the right direction, but we're still really, we're looking at a reading under 90. The average for 35 years is around 100, and a good reading would be 103, 4, 5, yeah. 8, somewhere in there, you know. So we got a ways to go yet.
Yeah, we do have a ways to go, and, you know, as we get into our visit today, I want you, later in the interview, to talk to us a little bit about how long you think it's going to take us to get to a number that we like. Let's talk about the labor issue right now, Bill. This is unemployment is about 9.6%. Those are the people that are actually, you know, making themselves known. We probably got that many more people, if not more, who are off they've either given up or they've run out of benefits or they started their own business in there. And like I did 20 years ago when I got canned, you know, I wasn't on the rolls of unemployment, but I was unemployed because I had a new business with no customers.
There you go.
And so I was the same thing as unemployed. Or plus you add in all the people who are underemployed.
Right. Well, remember, running out of benefits doesn't mean that you are no longer counted as unemployed. The whether you get benefits or not has nothing to do with whether you're counted as an unemployed person. To be unemployed in the BLS household survey, which is where we measure the unemployment rate, you simply have to not have a job, want a job, tell the interviewer you want a job, and then tell them what you've done to find a job. If you say, I want a job, but all you've done is watch baseball games, well, yeah. we don't count you as unemployed. We count you as out of the labor force. You're not serious about a job. But if you've searched in the last 4 weeks, in the 4 weeks of the month, then you are counted as unemployed, whether you're getting benefits or not.
Right. How many people do you think are unemployed in America?
Well, the way we, you know, the BLS count would put them at about 14 million.
14 million unemployed.
Yeah, out of 145 million workforce.
Right. Which is about 10%. And you think that's
close to 10%.
Yeah, and you think that's a good number. You don't think it's more than that?
Well, it's not more than that, given the way you measure it. I mean, yeah. If you want to compare today to yesterday to 10 years ago, then of course you have to have the same methodology.
Yeah,
to
I see what you
it.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
a lot of people you know want to count other things, and that's fine. But then you ought to count them in the past as well,
right,
so you,
gotta,
you can compare where you were. Right. So
that makes sense.
There are people who are working part time that wish they were working full time, so you can count them as unemployed. There are discouraged workers who stop looking.
Are they are they included? Are the underemployed included?
Sure. No. Not well. Depends. If you if you have a job that you're working more than, I think, 20 hours a week, then you're counted as employed, even though you'd rather be working 40.
Right, right.
But we do collect that information. That is, we find out if you're working more than, you know, 40 or 20, and we also ask you if that's what you want, or would you rather have something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way you measure it, either way you think about it, it's ugly. And we need to turn this around and get headed in the other direction. And no group will have more to do with that than small business owners, in my opinion. 22, right back with Bill Duckerberg. We got more to come with his report after these messages. And you ain't had it. I'm alone in the dark. Welcome back. It's 17 till Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Bill Duckerberg, Dr. Bill Duckerberg. Bill, by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Hope you'll do that. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And check out my blog post, too, the most recent blog post I've got up there. Which is about whether executives, how do executives feel about their social media strategy. There's some interesting stuff there, so check that out. Bill Duckerberg is with us. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Bill, before we go get back into the summary of your talking about your most recent research, today is the 8th anniversary of the attack on us by Al Qaeda. And I'd like I'd like to get your thoughts on today.
Well, you know, the my group, the National Association for Business Economics, was meeting right there, right next door. I didn't attend that meeting because I was speaking in New Orleans, where I was isolated for over a week. But I have a lot of friends who who are very happy that they're alive because it was really tough getting out of New York. You know, I think it should have been much more of a wake up call. But unfortunately, I think like for people in California, I don't mean bad things for people in California, but if you weren't there, if you were just watching it on TV, it looked like an Arnold Schwarzenegger action
movie.
Right, and I think the full impact and import of what happened there. Was lost on most people.
Do you
people.
Think we're in danger of becoming complacent again, Bill?
Oh, sure. I think we are complacent again. There's still a lot of people. Every day there are people who, are demonstrating against the Iraq War, against the Afghans campaign, who are more interested in damaging the CIA than they are. There's just we have a whole lot of people here who, unfortunately, many of whom are in power in Washington who have that as their goal, and they don't understand, that these people are committed to destroy us.
They're committed and they're patient, aren't they?
And they're patient. And
they're determined, committed, and patient in their evilness. And do you think it's just hard for people like that to appreciate how determined and the evil and patient the our enemies are?
I think they don't think about it that way. I think they have a little campaign that they want to run, and that's their focus. So it's, nothing else matters.
So it's not about them. It's not about America. It's about them.
Right. It's about them. It's about their view and their stance.
Yeah.
And,
I think I agree with you. I think I agree with you on that.
Run it.
And God help America if we aren't able to overcome those kinds of that kind of thinking.
Exactly.
Bill, thank you for sharing those thoughts with us, and I know you joined me in sending thoughts and prayers and best wishes to the families of those who lost loved ones and
in
that. Bill, let's move down on the report and talk about capital spending. What's the news there?
There isn't any news, unfortunately, yet. Capital spending reports of actual outlays are about as low as we've ever seen in the 35-year history of the survey. We are not spending, and that makes sense in this very, very long and protracted recession. Excuse me, you don't spend money that you don't absolutely have to. So it's low. It's not zero.
Well, small business owners are not, you know, we don't feel there's not a lot of new activity going on. Big corporations are not doing a lot of new stuff, and so no one's pushing our organizations. Our organizations aren't being strained that much with capacity.
Right.
Why not keep what we got and keep doing that
exactly.
and trying to live off of what we have rather than pushing the envelope.
Get the duct tape out and keep it running.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. You know, plans to add to make capital expenditures over the next 3 to 6 months are as low as we've ever seen them as well. So, you know, until we see the whites of their eyes or the green of their wallet, we're not moving ahead here on making those expenditures until we're quite sure that we don't need the cash and we can actually go borrow some money safely. And that cash flow will pick up.
Well, you know, and people are still saying that I hear politicians reporting this, that small businesses can't get access to capital. And that's really just not true, Bill, because the independent community banks that I talk to, the credit unions, for goodness sakes, that I talk to across the country during any given month, tell me that they've got money to lend to small business owners, but small business owners are not asking them for loans.
Yeah, that's my experience at our little bank. We have money, but not enough people are filling out the application form. So, and again, that's because they're not going to spend any money yet until they see the whites of their eyes, so to speak.
Don't we need to make sure that we point out to people, Bill, that there are different strata of credit facilities, credit organizations. The upper end of the credit organizations are still largely locked up. There are problems with a lot of the large loans, like the commercial real estate loans. There's still problems with those, but at the lower end of the spectrum, where small business owners live, that's still free flowing, that credit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm sure that all the bankers, look a little harder at things, and of course, for a lot of small businesses, the P&L statements aren't as good as they were a couple years ago. So, you might not be as qualified, so to speak, as you were before. But definitely on Main Street, the banks have money. The big banks, they're not interested in talking to a little guy.
When we come back, we're going to get Bill to talk to us about sales. We're going to talk about, we just talked about credit. And I'm going to get Bill to tell us what he thinks about the economy as we look forward. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Check it out when you get a chance. And Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. That's NFIB.com. And Bill, your own website where the audience can find your survey that you produce every month is smallbus.com.
Org.
.org.
Yeah.
Smallbus.org, right?
Smallbus.org.
Smallbus.org. And you can find his survey there. You can also, he very graciously allows us to post the survey on our website, which we are very honored to be able to do. So check that out. You can also find it at NFIB.com. Folks, you should go look at this thing. It's in narrative form. It's easy to read. It's plain English. And it really will give you some ideas about, and if nothing else, just overlay what Bill reports, what he determines with his report and his survey, overlay that with your own experiences. That's one of the things I do, Bill, is I look at your report and I see how that tracks with what I'm seeing in the economy.
Right, give you some frame of reference.
And, yeah.
It's like talking to 1,000 business owners instead of just one or two in your neighborhood. You
know? Right, exactly. sales. Sales, is, I was on Fox Business a couple of months ago, and the host there, said, Alexis Glick said, Jim, what's the biggest issue for small business owners? And I said, sales. We need more sales.
Exactly, and that's still the case. You know, things have improved a little bit. You know, kind of a month or two ago, one out of four said their sales were headed down, had a downtrend. Now it's only one out of five, but it's still...
Instead of 25%, it's 20%, right?
Right, right. So, you know, the good news these days is less bad news.
Right.
So we need that to happen. I mean, but as you see from the reports from the government at the macro level, you know, the consumer is being very, very sluggish and not really doing a whole lot out there.
Yeah.
And until they do, I mean, that's 70% of GDP, so...
Yep.
Until they kind of decide to spend again, and the primary driver of the down was the upper 20% of the income distribution, people who still have their jobs and have good incomes.
Right.
But they really got hammered on the stock market, and they really got hammered on the house values, and they're
fearful like the rest of us.
Exactly. So they're busy retrenching. So. They all said, you know, this year we'll just drive the old Mercedes instead of buying a new one. Well, when they do that, you know, spending goes down and goes down dramatically. And that's why, of course, we saw, you know, companies like Walmart not doing so badly when we saw the high-end retailers really get hurt because
everybody's
they didn't
trading
have
down.
The money. Exactly.
So let's look out in as we look forward toward where we think. That we're literally well into a recovery and basically starting to talk about an expansion. Bill, are we talking 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, 3 years? What kind of time frame would you give us if you had to guess right now?
Well, it depends on the measure that you want to use. You know, we will have the economy will grow this quarter. So when we finish September, you know, we will see. You know, I've been predicting 2% growth, but then a lot of my colleagues who revise their forecast more often rather than sticking with the one they made at the end of last year, they're revising them up. We could see 3% growth. So growth is starting, and not a lot of hiring is starting yet. But if you look at the employment numbers in the last report, you know, we lost fewer than 200,000 private sector jobs. So. Given that it moves, you know, 150,000 a month, you could easily be at zero this month in September, or you know, we could get lucky and even get a positive number on the job. So that would be a turnaround, and we would no longer be cutting employment; we would start increasing employment.
Right.
So that would be good news. Now that doesn't mean the unemployment rate will go down because when the economy gets better. People who are not in the labor force will say, well, now I can go find a job.
Right.
And that happened to us last month. You had the unemployment rate went up primarily because 73,000 people who weren't in the labor force started looking for
back.
A job and didn't have one when we talked to them on the phone.
So they re-reported.
Exactly.
So I got about 30 seconds. What are we looking at? 2010, is it going to be much better than 2009?
Oh, sure. No doubt about that. 2009, the GDP fell. It was very tough. The first quarter was horrible, remember?
Yeah,
6.5% decline. So, you know, we'll have positive growth all the year in 2010, and things will be better.
Things are starting looking up then. Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Bill, thanks for being here again. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and somebody we rely on here all every month. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, never forget we were attacked on September 11th. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.